If you want to go somewhere you've never gone, then you'll have to be willing to do something you've never done. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have an inspiring message reminding you that you are writing the story of your life with each day that goes by. So make it a bestseller. Enjoy.
What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? How big would you play if you knew that you can survive any heartbreak, any breakdown, any betrayal? What would you do if the things that you were afraid of, you knew were absolutely nothing? They were all opportunities for you to get stronger in your faith, stronger in your resiliency. What would you do? Who would you love? How big would you play? Where would you leap? And the bigger question is, how would the world benefit differently? How would the world benefit differently because who you've decided to be? How would the world be a better place to live because fear didn't have you standing on the edge? What would you do if you were told that you get to do it afraid? That you don't have to wait for the fear to leave? That when you get an action, the fear has to dissipate into the nothingness that it always was? What would you do? How would life be different? How would the world be a better place to live? I came to challenge you to play in the biggest field you've ever played in. I came for you to challenge the fear that might be inside of you and to redesign and reprogram it. You look at it long enough, you be with it intimately enough, and it has to dissipate. You are the designer of your destiny. You are the author of your autobiography. You write the story of your life. No one can write your financial story. No one can write your spiritual story. No one can write your emotional story but you. The pen has always been in your hand. The pen has always been in your hand. I say write a story that's going to be damn good to read. And when you do that, you will have to reprogram the fibers of your being. You will have to become someone you've never been before. You want to go somewhere you've never gone? You got to do something you've never done. You got to say something you've never said. You got to go to a place in you that you've never even been. You get to redesign. You are your Michelangelo. You are your greatest sculpture. And you get to recarve and you get to uplevel as much as you need. You're not sentenced to this life this way. You chose it. Newsflash. You get to design it any way you choose. You're not sentenced to your future. You have an opportunity to your future. What do you want and how do you want it? And if it doesn't make you a little afraid, then you ain't playing big enough. Your knees are supposed to knock a little bit. Your teeth are supposed to chatter a little bit. There's supposed to be at least 2 butterflies in your stomach. At least. Because if not, you're playing inside your comfort zone. And we mistake the fact that we're supposed to be comfortable 24/7. Well, let me tell you something. Comfortable is equivalent to complacent. I'll choose inconvenience every day, any day, to make a difference on the planet. I don't mind being mildly to moderately to significantly inconvenienced to leave my fingerprint on this planet. So I just came to talk to the game changers and to the change agents who are willing to confront any part of you that's not speaking to your madly, wildly amazing future. Confront it. I came to talk to the change agents that are interested in evicting any fear that doesn't speak to your wild future. I came for that. I came for you to confront it, for you to get a little angry at it, for you to get a little pissed off at it. Say, wait a minute. I've been letting you drive me all this time, and you are a story that I made up about the future that doesn't even really exist. when you said, I might get hurt in the next relationship, you made up a story about the future that doesn't even exist yet. And you're powerful. And any story you make up is true to you, but it's only true to you. And then you live out that story because you want to be right. You don't want to be wrong. You want to be right. So you make up a story, you project it in the future, and then you live it out until it's true. Like, see, I told you guys. You'll like work really hard to make that story right. I just want you to know that. So I just stopped by to invite you to design a new story. I stopped by to remind you that the pen has always been in your hand, that no one else can write your story but you. And I don't know about you, but I want to write a story that when I get ready to sit down in my final years and there's nothing else I could do, that I go back and I just want to read my story. And I go, wow, I remember when I was afraid. And then I know on the next page, I jumped anyway. And then I read the next chapter and I go, whoa, that really scared the heck out of me. And I know what's going to happen on the next page. I did it anyway. God, I want to write a story full of leaping and running and jumping and serving and playing full out. And falling and skinning my knees and scraping my face and hurting my heart. Because if that's the only way I can hurt and fall and scrape is to play full out, then I'll take the hurt. Because what I'm really afraid of and what you're really afraid of is getting to the end of your day, to the end of your life, and having something left to give.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.